إذا شفت كلاس.
Hey, welcome to the Super Davis Bros Podcast, where we play video games, review movies,
and banter about all things pop culture. Let's do this. We are here today. Okay, welcome to the Super Davis Bros Podcast. We are on episode 37. Oh. Boom.
Yeah.
And we are going to talk sequels, which is why we are also playing the sequel to Super Mario Bros. Super Mario Bros. Dos.
To be specific, we are doing sequels that follow the original, because sequels actually means anything following in sequence, right?
I guess that's
so
true.
So we are being specific, and I said that on our poll too, to being the dose. The follow-up to the OG. So that's what we're playing today.
Yes, my bad. Cool. So, yeah. Did you want to start off with the poll?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Let's start off with the poll. So before we start off with the poll, no, we'll just jump in the poll. Let's jump in the poll. All right, cool. It sounded like I said, let's jump in the pool.
I thought you said bowl.
Bowl.
Jump in the bowl. Nick Foles said, I love sequins. And he said, oh, did you say sequels? Never mind, I'm out. So we lost him.
What's up, Nick Foles? Let's begin with this the sequels. My number one in the top vote was Dropping a Deuce. So that was the winner. Poll over. Pooping.
What?
I'm just joking. It's just dose. Dropping a number two. Okay, so here's
dropping
what we got.
Dropping
a number deuce. All right, so here's what we put up for sequels. And like we said, it had to be the second movie in the franchise. And we'll read off the poll, and then we'll talk about it. We'll talk about our feelings on some of these films. So. Okay, here's what the poll has. We have, I'm sorry, my friend. Okay. We have Blade Runner 2049, Top Gun Maverick. Did you see Top Gun Maverick?
I didn't.
Oh, it's so good. It's really good. Aliens, plural. The Dark Knight. If you haven't seen The Dark Knight, just turn off the stream or pause this podcast.
Get out of our lives.
Go watch The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight, Toy Story 2, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, The Godfather Part 2, Back to the Future Part 2, 22 Jump Street. That one got no votes. That one was fantastic.
That one was great.
Yeah, I loved that one. In fact, I'm voting for it right now. Shrek 2. Incredibles 2, Paddington 2, The Bourne Supremacy, and Deadpool 2 was an add-in by our buddy Jeremy Wise, which we need to get Jeremy back on the pod.
For sure.
It's been too long. So there was a clear-cut. There was no clear-cut winner on this. Yeah.
The mushroom just killed me on the game. Don't you get bigger from the mushroom? No, I don't think we played too much of this one when we were kids. That mushroom killed me. Watch.
No way.
Yeah. Maybe you need to step on it to get it. I'm going to try stepping
mushroom?
On it. Yeah. See?
What?
Maybe you have to stomp it to get it.
Wow, that's weird. Oh, by the way, we're playing Super Mario Brothers 2.
We said that. We did say that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I did.
I'm sorry.
We didn't.
I don't always listen to you. Okay, so
I know that.
I get distracted. You know, for a podcast where we multitask a lot, we're not very good at it.
We're terrible at it.
I kind of want to see how this works with the mushroom this time.
I know, I'm curious too.
I'm wondering if this is like a backwards game or something. That seems whack. What?
Yeah.
That's not right. You got to back out and go back in. Something's wrong. Okay. There's no way, right? No way.
Yeah, that's weird.
Try it on the... Is it on Super Nintendo? Super Nintendo?
No.
Rather than it's only on NES?
Yeah, but we'll try again. We'll see what happens. All right.
If not, we can jump to, I don't know, something else. But okay. So there was a, for the poll, there was a tie for first place. There was actually a three-way tie. And the whole time throughout the week that we had the poll up, it was kind of going back and forth between these three. And I was really hoping like one of them would overtake so we'd have like a clear-cut number one. But we don't. We don't have a clear-cut number one. So we also, we do have a clear-cut number two and a clear-cut number three. So that's good. And then we had a decent amount of votes. So appreciate everybody that voted. Most everybody that voted, like, voted for the top three. Like, it was like everybody who voted, voted the top three.
Of course.
So, so let's talk third place first. So that sounds funny. Third place first. So, Jordan, take a guess. The bronze medal for the best sequel, according to the Super Davis Bros poll, which is on, for those of you listening to the podcast and want to join in on the conversation, is on our Facebook group, Super Davis Bros, D-A-V-I-E-S. Just go ahead and hop in our group. We do polls every week. So, yeah.
Is it Star Wars?
No, good guess. Star Wars did make the podium. Sorry, I burped while
I burped.
No, I will give you a hint. It is a cartoon. It's an animated.
Shrek.
No, I totally would have thought Shrek would have destroyed. It did not.
Yeah, Shrek 2 is great as well.
Shrek 2,
so.
I would maybe argue, I think I like Shrek more for the comfort just because of that story and it's funny. But Shrek 2 is just as good. If not, I could understand someone debatably arguing that it's better.
I would say Shrek 1's better, but I think they're both
phenomenal.
Like, better or same, but I don't think 2's better.
So just same.
Probably same. Yeah.
Same or worse.
Yeah, same or worse. Like, no, I'm saying first.
Oh, for someone
better,
to take. Oh, okay. I get
or they're the same. Like, that's hard for me to decide, though, so we'll just go with the same.
I honestly think Shrek is probably would make my top 10 of favorite movies ever.
Yeah, it'd be up there.
Especially animated. I just love it. I love that movie. But so Shrek 2 did not make the podium. It was actually Toy Story 2. Toy Story 2 got third place.
That makes sense.
I actually think Toy Story 2 is better than Toy Story. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. I think generally, I don't know how you feel, Jord, but
Toy Story 2 is hilarious.
It's awesome.
It's so good. And they bring
and it makes
more
me want
characters
Cheetos.
In. Well, yeah. When he's licking
those. When he's licking those his big old chub fingers, I'm like, oh, man, I'm jealous of this guy. He's just got a bowl
I
want to
lick his fingers.
Yeah, I would love to lick that guy's fingers.
Those fingers look good.
Newman. Newman's fingers.
Yeah. He plays him too.
Yeah,
right?
That's why I was joking. Yeah, okay. Newman. Yeah. He's the voice.
I knew that, but I just like reconnected it just then. I'm like, wait a second.
Newman. See, no one cares. That's combining a movie with another movie that he's in.
Oh, Jurassic Park.
Yeah. See, nobody cares. Toy Story 2. Great pick. That was number three. Number two, there's only one lone movie as a number two, taking home the silver medal. You want to take a guess?
Home Alone 2.
That wasn't on the poll.
We didn't.
That is
I know. I just thought of that.
That's a fantastic number two.
I was just thinking that should have been on there, but didn't even realize.
That is great.
That's on my list.
Well, let's talk. Let's talk that after the poll, because I totally spaced that too. That wasn't even on
that's
any.
That's crazy.
That blows my mind. No, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, honorable silver. Okay. Love it. I think that's the best movie other than Rogue. Well, we'll get into it in our Star Wars episodes, so I won't give away any spoilers, but Empire Strikes Back is definitely going to be one of my top movies.
Yeah,
I think that one's fantastic.
It definitely hit mine in this, and I didn't want to talk about it too much, so we'll just talk about it here and kind of drop it, I guess.
Well, I think we can talk about it as a sequel, but we won't give away where it would rank among our Star Wars movies because we're going to rank all of them in the future.
Yeah, that's
is that
fair.
Cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the three-way tie for number one. You want to give a crack at any of them? So technically, this would be the top three. but they all got cold.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of them all now.
Think greatest. We should probably pull up a game.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was letting it load, and then I kind of got distracted.
Oh, did you? That's why, Jord. Go back. And then, sorry for the podcasters. We're working out the game right now on the stream. Go back to the game selection.
I saw what you were pointing out. So
yeah, go to the game itself. Rather than the collection, that's the that one that you went to is actually technically I think Super Mario Brothers 2 is see that's lost levels. So go down. That one is the one you need to be playing.
That's right.
And this is the one I was thinking about. This is where you can play as Peach, Toad, or okay. I was like, I swear that's not
that game should have worked anyways, but now I do remember this one.
Yeah,
more.
We played this one.
Yep. Okay. We played the other one too.
All right. The other one was Lost Levels, which came, I think, as a pack, like when you bought two, because I think this was only released in Japan originally. I don't know. I know I've researched this, but I don't feel that I have enough. I can't recall. I don't have enough recollections about this. That no. Yeah, this is it, dude. And you're playing Luigi with the dope jump, which I just watched Super Mario Brothers movie again with Becca, who loved it. And I think it was better this time around. The Super Mario Brothers movie. But I wish they would have made Luigi have the dope jump a little bit more.
So. Yeah, he does have a cool jump.
All right, so the top three. I'm going to give you a hint for one of them, okay? One of them has probably the best villain, in my opinion, in any movie ever. The villain is like the best villain in any film ever.
Aliens.
Okay, so Aliens is one. That wasn't what I was going to say, but yeah, Aliens is one. The Dark Knight.
Oh, duh. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
The Dark Knight, I think, in my opinion, is best sequel ever.
We actually, speaking of Batman, we got a first-time chatter on here. Major Francass.
That's a great name. Yeah.
This is actually somebody I know. It's I went on a field trip with my daughter, and her friend was on the field trip with us. This is her friend's mom.
Oh, cool.
And I was telling her about our podcast. And let's see, she said 1992, Batman Returns.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Come on, y'all. Yeah, Batman Returns is solid. Solid.
So good. That one's got Penguin and Catwoman in it.
All I remember is that my Batman is sounds like this. I'm Batman. And Batman Returns is like, I'm Batman. what's his fuck it? Oh my gosh, what's his name? The dude who plays Batman. Beetlejuice guy. Man, you're not doing good.
I'm
in this
doing
game.
Terrible. It's hard.
You know, I think it's probably because you're playing with Luigi, who has a rough Michael something.
Bublé.
Yeah, Michael Bublé.
Yep.
He's amazing voice.
Fact check.
And
yep. Yep, we're good. Yep.
Yeah. Michael Bublé. one of the most amazing Batman. His voice was a little bit different. He's like, I'm Batman.
Yeah. That was beautiful, Matt.
Michael Bublé. Okay, sorry. The Dark Knight and The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
Oh, my gosh.
So I agree with our Super Davis Brotherhood that those were the three best sequels, in my opinion. We'll jump into a few more, but I think that was a great pick. So at number one was tied for number one is Aliens, The Dark Knight, and The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Second place, according to our poll, is Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. And third place is Toy Story 2. So, fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, loved it. Anyway, so thanks for everybody that voted on the poll. We really appreciate it. And we love when people...
That's how
Jordan just died again on the stream. It's okay, man. Multitasking's hard. You're
Michael
gonna die
Keaton.
Again right now. Yeah, Michael Keaton. No, it's Michael Bublé. We already said it. It's Michael Bublé.
Yeah, Michael Keaton Bublé. Bublé, Bublé.
Bublé. And Christopher Robin was the Dark Knight's Batman. Christopher Robin.
Yeah. he's got a lot of, Jared, he's got a really troubled mind, so that would make sense.
Yeah. And Jared from Subway was the Joker in Suicide Squad.
Okay, let's just go through movies like now, Matt.
And Ben and Jerry of Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream, he was the Batman in the other one, Batman versus Superman. Ben and Jerry from Jerry's Ice Cream.
Oh my gosh, I am so bad at this. You go.
It's your turn. I don't want to.
Yeah, I got some comments to read, so
okay.
You deal with it.
I already died. What the heck?
Okay. Good to Mike said, Aliens, best sequel ever. Nick Foles, 22 Jump was eh.
Oh, what? He thought it was eh?
And then he said, Jordan is my favorite sequel. Oh, that is awesome.
Dude, I'm so mad that he... That was part of my plan, dude. So that was my...
Oh, did he just take it from you?
That, no, I guess he's just got the same mind as me. So my plan was... My top sequel was going to be Jordan. The sequels are never better than the original, but Jordan's my favorite <man. laughs> sequel.
Backhanded compliment there.
yeah, that's... Oh, man, Nick Foles, you ruined it. I'm saving it the whole time for this.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I love that's that, funny. Nick Foles. So. Why doesn't everybody in the chat drop their favorite sequels, too? So.
Yeah, everybody drop your favorite sequels. I'll try to read them off. I know which one's the bottom comment because it says, oof, the Jared from Subway reference.
Yeah,
Nick
probably.
Foles thought that.
Okay, let's do Jared Goff. Jared Goff plays, there you go, Nick Foles. I should have done Princess Peach.
He said, whoops, sorry about the spoilers, but it's obvious that Jordan is number one. That's what I'm talking about. Thanks,
actually, he's number two.
I'm number
he's
one,
the best
number
two.
I'm the best number two. That's dumb.
it's true. Oh, man.
All right. So... Let's get into this a little bit.
Okay, sorry. I'm focusing on the game. Go ahead. Why don't you start off with, I don't know how you did it. Did you rank yours or did
I
you
kinda,
just have a couple that you wanted to throw out or how did
I
you?
I kind of just had a few that I wanted to just throw out. It was hard for me to rank them. I actually didn't get a ton of time to like organize it.
Right.
But I had plenty of time to like get them.
Okay.
So I'll just start throwing them out. But Jurassic Park 2. Was amazing. That's the one where we went to her. Let's see. The dinosaur comes. They bring it to California at the end, right?
No, yep. That is.
That's the second.
I thought that was the third. I thought the second was the one with Jeff Goldblum was the main lead in the second one.
Yeah.
And his daughter's like the gymnast.
That's the one. And then at the end, it comes to...
Oh, really?
Yeah, California. Yeah, it's the same. Same Z's.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I it's been a while. So.
Yes, that's the same one. And what's his name is in it? Vince Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
He's the cameraman.
Early Vince Vaughn. And yeah. They go up in the crane. Yeah, that one was good. I actually liked all of them. They're nowhere near as good as the OG.
The first is the best, but... That's a solid, solid sequel. Number two sequel, sorry.
Yeah, I think that's a great... The first Jurassic Park, I think, is a good trilogy.
And then I had The Dark Knight, of course. That one's huge for me. I loved that one. With
yeah.
The Joker. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have one? Do you have any?
I have a ton.
Do you want me to just spit all mine or what?
Sorry, I'm just so distracted playing
now
this.
You know how I feel. I'm reading comments doing this
and
trying to follow along.
I know.
It's hard.
I know. We really do just need to get a person playing the game the whole time. Or what we could do is record us playing it earlier and then just put the video.
And we'll just
kind
of do this during the recording.
No, I mean.
And then we just voice it in later.
No. okay, so here's a couple of mine. One of my favorite that got no votes, so I'm going to bring it up, and I think anybody that has kids should watch this movie. is Paddington 2. So have you seen Paddington? You ever seen Paddington? Yeah. So I think Paddington 2 is better than Paddington. Oh my gosh, I can't get on this stupid guy on the game. But I think Paddington is awesome. So Paddington 2, I think, is amazing. It's got, I guess Paddington was an old kids' children's book in England, and it's all London actors. But the guy who voices it is the dude off of, he's Q in the new James Bonds. But it's really good. Highly recommend it. Super sweet. If you have children, it's so endearing, and Paddington is just the best. And they have like music and sing-alongs and,
Nick Foles said Paddington 2 Marmalade Mania. Is that what it's called?
I think it's just called Paddington 2, but yeah, it's all about marmalade is his favorite treat. Kind of like Winnie the Pooh's is honey. Marmalade is his favorite. So
Winnie the Pooh would best Paddington in a fight for sure.
Who said that? Nick Foles. Yeah.
And then Major Francis said, what about Kill Bill Part 2?
Yeah, I thought about throwing that one in there. How do you feel about Kill Bill?
Oh, man. I actually just need to watch them again. I haven't watched them in probably 20 years.
Yeah, I don't feel like I've watched them recently enough to give like a fair opinion on it. I remember at the time they were kind of like groundbreaking films.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can't remember. Is that the one where it was so violent? It's Quentin Tarantino, right? But is that the one where they do the like stabbing scene from the bed, but they do it in like animation? Is that the one like where they stab the person underneath the bed? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, it is.
Look, dude, be the boss. Okay, your turn. Got through level one.
No, you keep going. You're doing great.
No, now I get
Stick
to talk.
It out, dude. You've been talking and playing it great.
Okay. Well, I got to look up some of my notes.
No.
You can do Princess Peach. She kind of like hovers. She like kind of floats. So I'd pick that one. Okay. So my favorite movies, right? I would like to talk about. So I already mentioned Paddington. I think that one is great. But one that I wanted to talk about was...
I still died immediately. I'm so bad at this.
Was one that I... What the heck? Princess Peach's hair is...
What the heck, dude? Why am I so awful? I know I played this pretty decently as a kid. Maybe I didn't. Who knows?
I know, you can't go the whole time. You got to get on the carpet.
Get that. Yeah. I remember.
sorry, dude. I keep saying, I'm trying to think of what I was about to say with sequels. Oh, so I think there are very few sequels that are better than the original. So I wanted to start off with the ones that I think are actually better than the original, like 100% are better than the original. So one without fail that's better than the original, you got to get going across quick, dude.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Is... Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. I think that's the best Lord of the Rings movie there is. Jordan, if you want to switch games, it's fine.
No, I want to let people laugh at me.
Okay, good.
I'm just, because I'm here for your entertainment. That's exactly
so those
I'm
of you on the stream, Jordan's doing this for you. He's sucking bad for you guys. But favorite sequels that outbeat the original. Here are my top three. Lord of the Rings, Two Towers. Not only do I think that's better than the first Lord of the Ring, the Fellowship of the Rings.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's the best one of the whole series. I think the Two Towers war battle, the epic battle at the end at Two Towers, is one of the coolest fight battle scenes ever. I think it's just so intense.
I like when he throws Gimli onto the... Oh my gosh. Throws Gimli onto the bridge and they try to buy the king some time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So dope.
Just that whole, he's like, throw me.
He's like, don't tell anybody about it. Like,
yeah.
This will never happen again.
And they're counting the kills and stuff. But just that opening scene where they're on the wall of the tower and the orcs are lining up to come fight them, right? And you see this just sea of these just ugly beasts. And it's so crazy. It's just intense. Like, I remember watching that in theaters being like, this is the coolest movie ever. Coolest fight, coolest war. That's probably, for me, one of the best war scenes ever, in my opinion. So, love that one. I think it's better than the original. The other one that I think is better than the original is The Dark Knight. We've talked about it briefly, but I think The Dark Knight is way better than Batman Begins, and it's definitely the best in the series. It's better than The Dark Knight Rises. I still think that's a really great trilogy, but... there's no doubt in my mind that that one's the best. And obviously it's a big reason for that is because of Heath Ledger, and the Joker is one of the most phenomenal characters ever. But I just think it's fantastic. So I'll throw another one that I think is better than the original. You have one that you think's better, like a sequel's actually beats the original. Because I think that's really hard to do.
It's kicking my butt today. I got a scratch in my throat.
Run, run. You have no life left. what sequel do you think is better than the original? You can hold her up as you hover. Yeah.
Yeah, I did know that, but I wasn't doing it. What do I think's better than the original?
Yeah, can you think of any that are better than the original?
Aliens.
Yes. So that was my third one. Yeah. Aliens is way better than the original.
For sure. I think the original is amazing still.
Still great. Yep.
I am a huge fan of Aliens and Aliens vs. Predator and Predator.
The whole franchise, you're pretty.
So, yeah. So I'm kind of biased, but yeah, that one, all of them are so good. But that one's by far the best of them all, actually.
I agree. And that looks like Dad agreed on the chat, yes, too, on that one. So. I think it's fantastic. The only ones I already talked Paddington 2, but I think Paddington 2 is better than the original, but the original is just great too. Because I think in order for a movie to get a sequel, it has to be pretty decent itself, right? Like which makes it also more difficult for sequels to be successful because they usually are trying to follow up something that everybody loved.
Yeah.
And that's a really difficult thing to do. So when franchises are able to make a second movie that's better than the first, it's really impressive. And we actually planned to do this episode next week because we were going to see Dune Part 2 this past weekend, but we had to because of the group that we were you want me to do it? Okay. Because of the group that we're going with, we had to switch it up. So we are going next weekend. But I have heard from a couple of people that have seen Dune 2 that it outshines the OG. So yeah. The reason why I bring that up is I think when movies are set out to be the first movie they know is going to be a follow-up, like Lord of the Rings knew they were doing a trilogy, right? It was already signed off on. I think when movies know that there's going to be a part two, it lends itself to be more successful, the second follow-up. Whereas when they're trying to follow up a movie that was kind of just an original and then it just worked out, and they're like, oh, this is so good, we got to do a follow-up. Like, for example, like Frozen or any of the Pixar movies. They do decent follow-ups, but they're nowhere near as good because they're trying to capitalize on this crazy lucky success that they had.
Right, for sure.
That's not always duplicated. So go ahead. Why don't you talk a little bit?
What'd you think of Iron Man 2?
In my opinion, nowhere near as good as Iron Man.
I liked the first more, but I think it was an amazing second.
I
liked, like...
Now, was that the dude...
That's the one
can
where
you
they,
remind me which one of the three
right
is?
At the beginning, he runs into the... Or that guy with, like, the electrode whips.
Yeah, okay. I didn't like Iron Man 2 as much. No.
I thought 3
was better than 2.
That's fair. I just liked that suitcase he brought in, and then his technology got cooler and cooler.
That was way cool.
But he has a suitcase that his suit comes out of. He just stands in it. That was dope.
Yeah, that one was way cool.
And then John Wick 2 was amazing, but all the John Wicks are awesome.
I have not seen 4.
They're all good.
Have you seen 4?
Yeah. I actually binged them all the other day.
I watched John Wick when I was at home. I was sick one day, and I was like, a bunch of people just raved about it. It's like, okay, I'll watch it. And dude, those are some of the most epic gun scenes dude. And he shoots people the way you should shoot people, which is right in the head.
Yeah.
There's no you see all these movies, right, that have these gun scenes, and they're shooting from far or whatever, and he's he straight up just kills people. He's just murdering people crazy, and I'm like, oh, this is dope. But I thought they kind of trailed off a little bit. I saw the first, second, and third.
It definitely became oh, this was super successful, and let's keep making him a badass and keep making movies where he does badass crap.
And how often can you, how many times is, oh, I gotta ride this guy up. I can't. Oh, actually, I think I can kill this dude and then climb it, right? Yeah. So I love the first one, but no, the second wasn't as good, but it was solid. It was good. It was follow-up, but I don't know if they set out with John Wick. I think that's when I could see them not setting out to have a second, and it was super successful. And then they're like, oh, okay, let's make this a series. And then it's just,
I think it was books. So,
oh, really?
I think there were books. Yeah. If I'm mistaken, let me know, but I don't know. Real quick. You went to Mike, said Jordan has to pick Pitch Perfect 2 just because Anna Kendrick's in it.
Oh, yeah. Anna Kendrick's one of your
I've actually crushes, never right? seen a Pitch Perfect, either of them or any of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The first one was okay. It's a little cheesy, but it's all right. I was dating this girl when that movie came out, and the DJing in it just drove me nuts. I was like, I'm going to be a DJ music producer, and now I'm at this radio. It was a little cheesy. But it was good. I liked the music in it. And
I feel like the whole show was designed to be cheesy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But I thought it was good. Yeah. Andrew Kendrick's awesome. See, yeah. She's one of your she's celebrity crushes, right? Yeah. Is that your number one? Or?
It's hard. I kind of got another one. And I always forget her name now because she's a... The girl from the new Jumanji.
Oh, yeah. She's a babe.
Yeah.
She's Irish, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a babe.
Yeah.
All right. Continue.
I forgot what I was going to say about John Wick. Oh, you know, they say Die Hard was the most man movie, the dude movie of life, you know? You know how people say that? A bro movie? You're not a man if you haven't seen Die Hard. I'm no. John Wick took that over. It was
Yeah, I do think John Wick's more BAMF than...
Yeah. Oh, man.
Do you want to talk? Do you want to take a minute to talk your favorite... oh, shoot. That monkey just ate me. Take a minute to talk your favorite... games? I thought that'd be a cool one. Your favorite video games?
No, I don't. I want to talk more. I'm just kidding. Real quick, I did want to mention Split.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Split? That's technically a sequel to Unbreakable.
Then that is a better original, or better than the original.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I have. We went to Split together, dude. We went and saw it in the theaters because I really wanted to see it. And Bria was like, no, that one's just too intense for me. And it's it's really great. So,
God, this itch won't go away in my throat. It's driving me nuts.
Sorry, dude.
I apologize to everybody on the podcast and on the stream.
And the one you keep bumping the camera, too.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, so I was going to say, what was your favorite? I thought it'd be kind of cool to do favorite video, second follow-up video games. You got any ideas for that?
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Because here's, I have an opinion on this.
I was kind of going to wait till last on this, but.
Oh, okay.
A good follow-up video game is Destiny 2.
Destiny 2. I've never played Destiny.
Yeah.
First.
That one's, I played a little bit of the first, but I got into Destiny 2, and it's great, but it's a huge game now. Oh, man, I'm dying over here. I'm so sorry, everybody. What's a video game that you got? Mario, Super Mario 2?
No.
We did play a lot of this one.
I actually would say I liked this one better than the first. I think I did play it more than the first.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I would say I liked this better than the first. But what I wanted to say is I think, unlike movies where it's really difficult, I think, to follow up a movie and have it be successful, I do think, however, it is a lot easier to follow up a video game. So I think a lot of times the second video game is better. For example, I think that Halo 2 was a million times better.
Okay.
Than Halo 1.
Yeah, that one was so good. I the Call of Duties, like, they got, there's so many of them, but Call of Duty 2, I played on, like, the original PlayStation, I think, or maybe it was on PlayStation 2. And that one was dope. I remember loving that one, but it was just campaign. It wasn't like the stuff we do today.
I think with movies, they often follow up, or with video games, it always just generally it gets better and better until all of a sudden they're like, okay, you've put out too much. Like after Halo, after Halo, oh crap, look at that. I can't get down to get my life. After Halo 3, it kind of got overdone, you know, like I'm kind of over Halo now. Tony Hawk's a good example of that. Tony Hawk 2 was one I was thinking of that was like phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, I mean, we did a Tony Hawk episode if anybody wants to go back and check it out. But after about Tony Hawk 3, you're like, okay, you're just kind of spitting out the same stuff. But if you can improve on the original game, I think it's a beneficial. And I think they usually do that on the second movie. So.
Yeah, that's fair. I think so too. I think the second games generally are pretty good because you can just base it. I mean, you liked the game because all the controls were good. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And the play in general. So,
and a lot of times they listen
keep
the
play
to
the same. Yeah,
they listen to the fan base too, and they're like, okay, what sucked, and they fix the glitches and fix like the storylines or whatever, and they do a lot better. So
right.
Yeah. Anyway, just it was just a thought. Halo 2 was one that I thought was a lot better. Tony Hawk 2 I thought was way better because you could like manual. That's when manualing became a thing in Tony Hawk 2.
Right. Real quick, what do you think this reference is? Major Francis, France ass.
I love
that. That wasn't
name.
Me. That was Patricia.
That wasn't me. That was Patricia.
What is that? What is that reference?
I don't know.
Is that from, like, Pitch Perfect? Because you put it in right after that? I'm trying to think of that.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Well, Major France asked, what was it?
What's that reference? She put laugh emoji and then the cross scrolls did. It's from Split. Oh.
Oh. Dude, that movie messed me up.
Yeah.
That movie made me, like, I remember when we watched that leaving being like, oh, what did we just watch? That was rough. Like, but it's so good. That actor who plays him is
phenomenal. He's an amazing actor.
Yeah.
He's the same from Fight Club, right?
No.
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 No,
he's,
from...
he's in X-Men.
And, oh, yeah.
He's the Professor X, right? Or whatever. Who's the wheelchair guy? I don't know X-Men very well, but the wheelchair dude, he's that guy. Anyway. All right, moving on. What else do we want to talk about? What else are we going to chat about with sequels?
James McAvoy?
McAvoy.
McAvoy?
Oh, man. Do you see that? You mess it up. I was doing good. Yeah, he's in X-Men, the future, Days of Future Past is like the Professor. Yeah. Professor X is the bald dude in the wheelchair, right? He's him as a young person.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's no maybe.
Isn't he from the one with Angelina Jolie too? The one where they like
Assault?
No, the one where they like
They curve the bullet.
Curve the bullet, yeah.
Probably. But I don't know. Mm. I didn't see that.
We're good at this, guys.
I'm so sorry. you've got to take over on the podcast when I'm doing the video games.
I'm doing my best, okay? Trying to do my research as well. All right. Well, I was going to say
throw out some other ones.
Star Wars Battlefront
video game
2 was amazing and still is. They made the Star Wars Battlefront 2 from the collection, from the classics, and then they revamped it later. And that's what we're playing today on the PS5. And it's so dope. But in other game news regarding that, on the 14th of this month, they're coming out with the Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection. So they're bringing the original game and how it was done back. And I just pre-ordered it on the Switch.
That'd be sick, dude.
Yeah, I'm freaking pumped about it. I loved Star Wars Battlefront. The original was probably one of my favorite games.
So, coming back to movies, I agree. Star Wars Battlefront is really good. You were way into that one. We kind of brushed over Shrek 2, and I had a quote from Shrek 2 that I wanted to talk about because I thought Shrek 2 was really fun and really funny. So there's the part where Shrek, they're in the dungeon. They've been captured, and they're trying to get Pinocchio to lie to grow his nose. Because they're trying to get him out.
Thong.
And he's like, hey, say something crazy. Like, I'm wearing ladies' underwear. And he's like, I'm wearing ladies' underwear. And he's like, why didn't your nose grow? He's like, are you? He's like, I most certainly am not. And then it starts growing. He's like, it looks like you most certainly are. And he's like, I am not. He's like, what kind? And then Gingerbread Man's like, it's a thong. And I just, I thought that was super funny. And then the other part that I thought was really funny in that movie is like when they're all saying the name, like Shrek, Fiona, Shrek, Mom, Dad, Harold. And then Donkey's like,
that's in the
Donkey.
Oh, yeah. No, I was thinking that was in the first, but it's not.
I just like all the references to like Spider-Man in Shrek 2 and the music. And like they do Led Zeppelin, like with the fairies, like the and all the music and stuff's like really good. So I think that one's a great movie, and I just wanted to bring that up because I thought we didn't talk about it enough. So any other movies?
Back to movies.
Sorry.
You're good.
We're kind of jumping
too fast, too furious. We did a Fast and the Furious episode, so you can jump on that one and find where we placed it. But
it did not get ranked very high.
I thought it was great. I loved it. I watched all That's those, the, like, hit, I am dude, right? such a badass for watching these movies. I can drive cars. I can drive cars, man. Yeah, I double clutch. What's double clutching? I do it.
it's a two double, so it's clutching twice.
Clutch twice, and you push go the clutch twice fast.
And then you're good to go. Or drifting. You're like, I drift in the snow all the time.
Did you like Grown Ups 2?
Yeah, I did.
I thought both those were amazing, and the second was just as good as the first.
I think amazing is a strong word for that one, but they are fantastic Adam Sandler's. They're what they're intended to be, stupid,
I thought
dorky comedy.
You would have already brought this one up. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
So it's not a number two, is it? I guess in the Puss in Boots franchise it is.
It technically is.
If it is, that movie is phenomenal. That movie is so good, and I've never even seen the first Puss in Boots, but that one was so good. I watched that. Everybody's like, you got to watch it. The animation's incredible. It's so good, and it was really great. If you haven't seen that one, it's awesome. It kind of does a lot of that similar to like Spider-Verse animation where they do that,
the
like
comic
stop
animation
comic,
kind
yeah,
of stuff.
That,
yeah,
like stop motion or whatever. I don't know what they call it, but yeah, it's really great.
France Ass said, would Lego Batman be a sequel for the Lego movie?
Yes.
And I would say yes.
And that's a great pick.
That one is so good.
That one is
the
hilarious.
Lego, those movies are
those
so
are great.
Good.
Although Lego Ninjas wasn't that great, but Lego Batman was hilarious. So that
I don't think
I
saw the ninja one.
That was the third one they did. Mm. And it wasn't that great, but I'm trying to remember
Lego
the
Batman
line.
In general is freaking hilarious.
I'm trying to remember the line where he's, I wish I would have researched that one because you should just Google Lego Batman quotes. But what's the quote when he's making his food? He's like doing his like dinner. He gets home and, man, it's going to kill me. What is he saying? I don't know, but
I only work in black and sometimes very, very, very dark gray.
Yeah, that's great.
Let me read a couple of these quotes off. Hold on. What
yeah.
is it on images? I'm a night stalker, crime fighting, vigilant, and a heavy metal rapping machine. I don't feel anything emotionally except for rage.
Except for rage. You gotta do it in the Batman voice.
Sorry. I can't do it. That's like...
All you gotta do is this.
Yeah, really with my freaking voice being
It's
gone.
Perfect, because your voice is dark. Voice
I'm,
is
I'm a
That's really good.
I'm a night stalking, crime fighting, vigilant, and a heavy metal rapping machine.
That was
I don't
really
feel
good.
Anything emotionally. Except for rage.
Yeah, that's great. That's your voice sounds
365 at a million percent.
At a million percent. Oh, that's great, dude. I love it.
That was hard to do.
That was a really good Batman.
Thank you. Have you seen the college humor Batman?
Yeah.
Oh
and
my gosh, he's like,
we can't.
He's
say
like,
did
you just
this on here? But
did you just try to sneak away? Did you just try to sneak away? It's that scene where he's on the roof with Commissioner Gordon or whatever,
yeah.
and Batman just disappears, and then he's trying to sneak away in College Humor, and he's like behind this.
Yeah, he's like, I can see you.
I can see you. I found something. Oh, really? You found something over there? Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to analyze it with science. So good.
Oh, dude, Lego Batman's a great pick. Whoever yeah. this chick is, man, she's on point. So good call.
Good pick for sure. Yeah.
What else you got?
Let's see. I'm sorry. I lost it. Venom, Let There Be Carnage was so good. I love Woody Harrelson, and he's the one who plays Carnage, so.
Oh, I haven't even seen.
Yeah, I know you
Venom
haven't seen that one, but
them.
You should watch that one.
Yeah,
yeah, both of them for sure. You haven't seen Venom even.
I haven't seen either of them.
You need to watch it. Zombieland, Double Tap.
I've only seen Zombieland. Have we told the story about Zombieland about what happened with Zombieland for me? My first time watching Zombieland.
I don't even know if I know the story.
You were part of it. I have sort of an LDS mission, and on an LDS mission, you don't watch movies or anything. Like, your whole time is dedicated to the church, and you don't watch movies, you don't listen to music, you just go out and, like, proselyte. So I had been on a two-year mission, not watching any movies, not watching any, listening to any music, and I come home on, like, the second, it was the day I came home. Jordan was like, oh, hey, dude, you've got to come watch. He was all excited, which was good. But he's like, dude, you got to watch Zombieland. It's so good. You got to watch Zombieland. It's like the best movie ever, and you're going to love it. We got to watch it. And I was like, okay. And you're like, it's kind of bad, but not really. It's really not that bad. And I was like, okay, cool. Let's watch it. And keep in mind, I had not watched anything inappropriate or listen to anything inappropriate for like 2 years. And I haven't even watched a movie. It's not even not watching a movie. Like, I hadn't watched anything. Not just an inappropriate movie, like no movies, right? And Jordan's like, it's all good, dude. You're going to love it. I was like, okay. And the first scene in that freaking movie is like a chick running with blood all over. She's like half naked.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, Jordan, I don't think I'm ready for this. And you're like, no, it's cool. This is the only scene. And then it was like F-bombs galore. And I was like, yeah, Jordan, I just not ready for this. And you're like, okay. I was like, how about we try like Despicable Me? And you're like, yeah, that one's good too. And then I went and watched it later when I had a little bit more.
That's funny.
So my first experience of watching that was like horror. I was like, oh my gosh, the world's terrible. We're all going to die. yeah. So
sorry, dude.
No, it's okay. It's just funny.
So I was, I drove to St. George today with work. And I was in the truck with Chris.
Yeah.
So I got his faves real quick.
Yeah, it's here.
He did Too Fast, Too Furious.
But not a very good movie.
It was also on the spot. I'm like, hey, throw me out some faves.
Right.
He didn't have any time to research it. He said he literally liked National Treasure 2, which
that
I
one
watched.
Was bad too.
I thought it was all right. I mean, I thought the acting was terrible. Like, they tried to make it as comedic as the first, and
was the first or,
well, I mean, they tried to like
throw in like
play
the
off
witty
of the
stuff
that
stuff.
Yeah, they were in the first, and it
of the second
well.
Guy, the like companion guy,
yeah. And then he said Grown Ups 2, and then he really loved Insidious 2.
I haven't even seen Insidious.
I saw Insidious, and I didn't care for it a ton. I thought it was all right, but. For some reason, it just didn't fly with me that well. But he said you got to watch Insidious 2 because it kind of like ties stuff that happened in the first one in. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. So maybe I'll have to watch both now. So those were some of his. But he did say some of this, like Grown Ups 2. When I started naming my list, he was like, oh, yeah, and John Wick and Star Wars. And he was like saying the same as mine, so.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't think there's very a lot of great sequels, but the other ones that I'd say they're pretty good. Finding Dory's pretty good. Incredible 2.
Back to the Future 2 is good.
Back to Future 2 is solid. I did want to talk about bad sequels. So what sequels do you think almost like ruined the movie?
I don't even remember. I didn't put any of those.
It's okay.
I didn't get enough time to mess
up. Ones that I think were terrible was Cars 2. Did you ever watch Cars 2?
Yeah, Cars 2 was not
really good. Bad. I thought
I didn't
that
like
one.
I didn't like Kronk's New Groove, which is technically the second two.
Yeah,
Emperor's New
any
Groove.
Movies that go like straight to video are usually not great. Cause like Kronk 2 didn't go to.
Oh yeah, that didn't. Huh?
No, they were like. It wasn't very good. Do you remember the Kronks, like the school one, like a school's new groove is like a TV series?
Yeah, yeah.
Kronk's New School or something like that.
I can't remember the name of the squirrels. The chipmunk school or whatever, the scouts.
Some of the other ones I was thinking of was like, died again. Was Jaws 2, I thought was really bad.
Never saw it.
It's not good.
Don't need to see it. Don't see it.
Some of the a couple other ones I thought were really bad were let me pull them up. Sorry everybody. So Jaws 2 was one I thought was terrible. Hangover Part 2 was Dumb and Dumber-er. Ghostbusters 2 was just awful. Airplane 2 was really bad. Son of the Mask was terrible.
Yeah, that one was awful.
Yeah, those were some of the main ones that I had. Also, I think one of the most epic failures. Actually, I don't know. just because of Star Wars, it's still pretty sweet. But the second Star Wars in the prequels was really bad. I hate sand. It gets everywhere. It's all over. I think that one was very good. Excuse me. So, yeah. Anyway, I feel like we've rambled a little, and maybe we weren't as prepared as we could have been. But
we did great.
But is there anybody else on the chat that has any other
Major
input?
Frances just said Grease 2.
Ooh, yeah, terrible. That's a bad one.
And Matrix Reloaded.
Yeah,
the OG's the best.
OG's definitely the best in the Matrix.
You went to Mike, said agree with Grease 2. It was awful.
What about the Mummy 2?
I liked it. I didn't like that they continued on from there with like
Scorpion King.
Scorpion King and stuff. Because it's kind of weird how he was like an actual half scorpion, half human. And then the Scorpion King, like the actual movies they made about it later, he was like just a human.
I think that one's nowhere near as good as the second one.
I agree, but I still love the Mummy movies, and I'll watch
them. I love the Mummy movie, the OG. That's one of the top ones.
I just, yeah.
Okay.
The first is definitely the best.
Well, this movie, or this episode was intended to be after our follow-up to Dune Part 2 review. But that will be happening next Wednesday. And I think we're going to have a coworker of mine, Jane, is probably going to come on the podcast for it. She's read all the books. So we like having experts when we talk about expert stuff. So
that'll be awesome. Major Frances said Silent Hill, the remake, wasn't my fave either. So I haven't seen Silent Hill.
I haven't either. I wasn't as pumped on Frozen 2 either. Sorry, guys. Have a child. Also, I found out today that I am having a baby boy for my second child. So, first boy in the family.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Got to carry on that Davies.
You did
Davies
it again, Matt.
Thanks.
You've done
speaking
it twice
of sequels, and you've done it again. Hey. Speaking of sequels.
Hey, there you go. That's a good one. That's good.
That's my favorite sequel. My other favorite sequel is My Brother Jordan. Not as good as the OG, but one of my favorite sequels. So
stop being a nice asshole. Jerk.
Sorry, Sergeant Frances was the name inspired me. So we're going to do Dune Part 2 next week. So there will be some spoilers next week. We're going to talk all about the movie, and we're also going to have Jane on, who knows a lot about the books. So she's probably going to spoil some other stuff, but we'll also have somebody on there that you can ask questions about. So if you've seen the movie or you're going to see the movie this weekend, make sure you hop on for that episode and ask the questions that you want to ask. Because, like I said, we got an expert. We only have experts here at the Super Davis Bros podcast. Jordan is the expert of sequels.
Yeah.
He is number two, Dose, Luigi, right here.
This isn't a sequel, but when I read Major Frances, I immediately thought of Stripes. I can't remember the quote now. If you look at me, I'll kill you or whatever. What does he say?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, fudge. Now I can't remember. I had it in my head a minute ago.
Let me see if I can find it for you real quick.
Oh. Any of you homos call me what's his first name? Any homos call me Frances.
It
I'll
says,
kill you.
The name's Frances Sawyer, but everybody calls me Psycho.
That's thank you.
Any of you guys call me Frances, and I'll kill you. And then what is the follow up?
The captain's like, "Lighten up, Frances."
Yeah, lighten up, Frances. Yeah.
Okay, to kind of end this.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Let's see. In other gamer news,
gamer.
If you are looking for a dope game to get involved in, then grab a cup of Liber Tea and join the Helldivers 2 to spread democracy and kill them bugs.
Is that literally a quote in that game?
No. Well, yeah, that's what they scream the whole time. They're like, have some liberty. And then they're just like screaming like, for democracy. It's so good. It's like Starship Troopers video game. It's so good.
Yeah, you've been kind of into that game the past couple weeks.
Yeah, like so much so that I'm not sleeping at night, and like everybody else who's playing it. It's so good, dude.
Yeah. Who introduced you to that game? Was it Dylan?
Dylan, like I saw a little bit about it, but no, Dylan actually. Dylan showed me it, and then I started looking into it. But he's like, I've heard about this game, and I'm thinking about getting it. And I'm like, let's just do it. It's only $40. Which that's is crazy. Cheap for a game.
That's crazy that 60. That's cheap for a game. But yeah, right? It's like half the price of a game now.
I'm like, yeah, let's just try it. And it was sucked because we bought it, downloaded it, and we hopped on to play that night. And all the servers crashed because it was so huge. Like, everybody wanted to play it. And so the servers couldn't handle it. So it took Taylor and Allie like 2 hours before they were able to get in on a server.
Oh my gosh.
And so I just waited until the next night, and then I got to play it a bit. Dude, it's so much fun. You just drop in
from
your
first-person shooter first-person? Cool.
And you just drop in, or I guess it's third-person. You can see the guy in front of you.
Yeah, so third-person.
You drop in from your ship, and then you just like do a couple little missions where you like blow up the aliens' eggs, like their different patches of their eggs, and then you try to extract, make it back to the ship. It's so good, dude.
Cool. Anything we'll else that you're here playing or streaming that you want to shout out?
No, that's the only one I'm really playing right now. And then I already called out Battlefront Classic. Those were the two things I wanted to drop, right? Throw out there. So
cool, man. Well, thanks everybody that hopped on the chat. Thanks for the new chatter. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Francis. Sweet.
Lighten
next
up,
week.
Francis.
Next week, we're going to be doing Doom Part 2. So go and watch it. I hear it's great. We're going to be watching it this Saturday with all of our friends. And it should be great. So thank you, guys, as always. And we'll see you all next week for Doom Part 2.
I'm stoked. That was fun.
Yeah.
And
see you
that
guys.
That will be fun. So
that will be awesome.
Later.
Later.
The Super Davis Bros podcast is produced, edited, and mixed by Matthew and Jordan Davis.
If you'd like to get a hold of us, our email is superdavisbros@gmail.com. You can also follow us on all social media platforms.